Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show. This is your host, Stone Payton. And joining me in the studio this morning is my good buddy and co-host, Lee Cantor. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Stone. How you doing today?
I am doing well, man. How was your weekend?
Went to the movies. Saw one of your kind of movie, Fast Five.
Fast Five? That's got the Vin Diesel guy in it, right?
Yeah, Vin Diesel and The Rock. And I think they had to have like Vin Diesel standing on like a stepladder to make it look like they're the same height.
I don't make fun of short people, and I don't think you should.
But you know,
either.
The Rock is an extremely large guy.
Well, I saw Lincoln Lawyer with McConaughey in it, and that was a good movie. And I sent my first check to the University of Georgia on Friday afternoon. So we're honest to God dogs now.
Oh, so that's official.
It's official, man. We did. We had a good weekend. I did some yard work. You see the tan?
No, you look dark beige. That's what I see.
So we're getting ready for the graduation party. You going to come?
No, it's this coming weekend. I'm going to Milledgeville for my nephew's graduation party.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Well, listen, we got a studio full this morning. We got the crowd from Entrepreneur Advisors, and we're not used to having quite this many in the studio, are we?
No, this is a big crowd for us.
Yeah, this is going to be fun stuff. We have a bunch of folks, but first up on the High Velocity Radio Show this morning from the Entrepreneur Advisors team is the Grand Poobah, the Executive Director for EA, Miss Lisa Romine. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
Well, we are delighted to have you. I tell you what, for our listeners, how about giving us a bit of an overview about Entrepreneur Advisors, what you guys are all about, and what you're out there trying to do for folks?
Well, we are led by W. Cliff Oxford, and we are a membership-based organization. We offer best-in-class education services for mid-level businesses, and we do it several different ways. We hold symposiums here in Atlanta and Charlotte, and we have an exciting one coming up in May. We also hold sessions for doctors called Doctorpreneur, and we've started working with small business development centers and some of the colleges, and we have an certificate of entrepreneurship that will be beginning at Kennesaw. So we have lots of different venues as a way to educate business leaders.
Now, I can't even spell symposium.
Yeah, that sounds scary. I don't think I've ever been to a symposium. Well, Lisa, can you share a little bit about what is a symposium and what happens during one?
Yes, it's a four-hour event. This time it'll be held May 20th at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. We have two keynote speakers. One will be Governor John Y. Brown, Jr., and you know from KFC, and also used to be married to Phyllis George Brown. And he will be speaking on entrepreneurship. And we also have Star Hall coming in from Los Angeles, and she's an international publicist. In addition to those two speakers, Cliff will be giving some mini MBA courses to the audience, and we will have the Community Bankers Association coming, and they will be having a panel. And we'll also be, and this is so exciting for us, we will be live simulcasting to Shanghai, Snellville, and Charlotte. So we'll be in three different cities live from Atlanta.
Have you ever heard those two cities mentioned
all
in the same sentence?
Together in the same breath, never.
Shanghai and Snellville. I love it. I understand you have some special media appearing as well. Yeah, like in the lobby?
Oh, yes, we do. We have two great...
She's looking at me like I'm crazy. What are you talking about?
It's not on my list. Sorry.
We have two great radio stars coming to be with us. To
and then
have
Stone and I will be there, too.
Yeah, Lee and I are coming, too.
Yes. And we're excited about that. We hope you guys will make our event something that people will never forget.
They'll never forget it. We'll promise
that much
you that.
We can promise.
So now, at these symposiums, the membership, are they joining EA in order to come to these symposiums, or there's other things that happen throughout the year?
We have other things as well. We have six symposiums for our members, and then every other month we hold sessions. It's EA Personal Development, and these are smaller, intimate sort of group settings where they can talk about more personal issues in their lives, and we limit them to 25 people, so we have that as well. We'll also be starting some networking events for our members probably beginning next month. We're going to call EA Connect.
But I heard that at the symposium, there's quite a bit of networking goes on there.
There is. We have a little over 200 people. 93% of them are CEOs. So these are high-level people. And they come before the symposium to network. And we take mini breaks where they can network. And then this time we'll have an hour after the symposium where there'll be networking opportunities.
So how did you get in this racket? What were you doing before you teamed up with these guys?
Actually, I'm a LinkedIn success story. I have a marketing and sales and advertising background, and I was a bank marketing director for a bank that failed. And I was looking for a job and saw this job posted on LinkedIn. Saw one of my connections knew Cliff, met him through that connection, and got the job. So I've been with Cliff for a little over a year.
So is that at the start of EA?
Cliff had has gone through a couple of name changes. He started off with Luxury Economics and then changed his focus. And he had been Entrepreneur Advisors for about 5 months, I think, before I joined. The symposiums actually started off quite small. They were 50 people and held at Emory University. And like I said, we've grown to over 200. And we normally are at the Four Seasons. They're one of our partners. But this time, they're having the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival that weekend. So we have moved to the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center.
And that'll hold the big crowd.
Yes, it will. We're hoping for a great turnout.
That'll hold a Lee Cantor following. So what problem are you solving? Who did you really have in mind when you put these symposiums together and you built this whole infrastructure for entrepreneurs? What are you trying to do with all this?
Well, we're not. When you hear the term entrepreneur, you think startup, and that's not what we are. We are, Cliff likes to call them entrepreneurs 2.0. They are trying to move to the next level, which we target businesses from $5 million to $200 million in revenue. So that's really our sweet spot, our target market.
And what's the pain that they're having that they need this kind of a group to affiliate with?
Well, in today's economy, it's just how to grow your business. It's, you know, how to build your revenue. As Cliff likes to say, it's how to move the revenue needle. So that's really the main issue that we deal with, is how to get them to move to the next level.
And you've got a crackerjack team out there. Lee and I know because we've been out there visiting a little bit for news. I don't know if we're allowed to share yet, but maybe we can share later in the program. Right. But Lee and I have been out there a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And we visited with some of your folks, and you brought with you Parker. Welcome to the show, Parker. And what do you do besides make copies and pour coffee, man?
I help out with the SBDC, which is the Small Business Development Community. Cliff and I have been working really closely with them. And actually, we're working with these universities on these 1-2-day and 3-day MBA courses, and we're actually about to do one at the end of this month at Ogeechee Tech, and we're really excited about that. We're trying to really develop our EA brand in terms of the schools because we have a lot to offer them, and our clients have pretty much come up to us and said that this is what they feel is valuable in MBA, and it's great because it's instead of a 2-year program, it's shortened down to 1 or 2 days that basically cuts down to the basic nuts and bolts of what you need to know about being an MBA. And Cliff always likes to say he went to got his MBA from Emory, and he thinks maybe 10% of that has been useful in his entrepreneurship career. So we like to take that 10% and just apply that directly.
I bet Emory loves that statement.
Oh, they do.
Now,
they definitely do.
Can you talk about, I've never heard that phrase, what is SBDC? Is that part of the university currently?
It is. It's the SBDC, and it's actually a brand of the University of Georgia, and their primary focus is small companies and a lot of building companies, and that's kind of how we're distinguishing ourselves, because they already have programs for startups, but they don't have a program that's for those second level entrepreneurs who are looking to take their business to the next level. And that's what we can provide for them, is a great program that can really teach these people how to make their business successful and how to grow.
And so are you a LinkedIn success story as well, or do you know somebody's cousin, or how did you get into this?
Just networking, honestly. Just went to, I'm an Alabama grad, went to an Alabama alumni.
I'm sorry, but I mean, I feel like you've overcome it based on the meetings we've had prior to now.
Well, I'm about to go to Georgia, so.
Oh, are you? Okay.
It's right in the same boat with you. But yeah, I went to an event and met one of the EA members, and they said how happy they were with EA and told me I should go meet up with Cliff. So I did, and I guess the rest is history. Just really enjoying working with Cliff and the team there at EA.
So what is the challenge when you're talking to these universities? Have you actually started a program in any of them? Have you some under your belt?
We actually have. Cliff has done the program at several schools. He's done it at Clayton State, Kennesaw, West Georgia, and of course it started at Emory. The biggest thing is explaining to them these aren't programs for startups. This isn't for someone who's starting something in their basement. This is someone who's
has an ongoing business.
Ongoing business, solid client base, And that's our biggest challenge, is showing them. And, you know, when they see the program, they understand that this isn't for startups, and just explaining to them that this is such a value added. This is will add such value to their program. And it's really gotten a great following so far.
Now, the people that are taking the class, they're existing, what are they, MBA students?
Well, a lot of them are just, for example, the people that we're going to be reaching out to in Snellville, for example, during our symposium, they're entrepreneurs of Snellville. There's a group of entrepreneurs that get together, and they're going to be watching the simulcast. So typically they are not students. They are invited to join and come to the symposiums, but they're usually small businesses and growing businesses around that specific community.
But then they're looking to the university as a way to get more knowledge?
Exactly. They use the SBDC as a resource to help them grow their knowledge of their business and expand their business throughout that.
And then so the CLIPS program is an add-on on top of that existing university program?
Exactly. It's an add-on, and it's just another benefit that they can get from the SBDC. And we're trying to push our class into their curriculum, if you will.
Right.
And so how do people get in on this simulcast? Do you got to know somebody, or can you just, if you write a check, you're in? How does that work?
Well, actually, we've got a lot of that information on our website, entrepreneuradvisors.com. If you go to the future events tab, we already have on there links where you can go on and sign up for the simulcast. You'll have to actually go physically to these sites in Snellville and go to the simulcast, or you can always come directly to the symposium, which is always an option as well. And that link is on our website as well. And it's just a great opportunity, not only, as Lisa said, to network, but you also learn a heck of a lot that they aren't going to tell you in a grad school or anywhere else. It's just really stuff that, as Cliff likes to say, it's been through his hard knocks. So it's a combination of Cliff's hard knocks and a Harvard MBA. It's just a really quality program that explains to people how to make your business better, not just by textbook, but actually through examples, though.
Well, I'm fascinated that you're trying to meet the, what is Shanghai, China? I'm showing my ignorance here. The Chinese market.
I thought it was north of Snellville. That's another country.
Shanghai, Georgia.
You're saying that it's another country? Is that what you're telling me?
Anything north of Hartsell, Alabama is another country for me, okay? But I was fascinated to learn that this is being sent to China. How is all of that translating? It just surprises me that they would hear, much less embrace and try to capitalize on this entrepreneurial message. And I'll open this to everybody on the team. Speak more to that if you guys would.
Well, we have a member who is Chinese, and he has a connection with a university in Shanghai. And he was talking to Cliff, came in and had lunch with him, and Cliff was talking about simulcasting to Charlotte and Snellville. And he said, I've got a group of students in Shanghai who would love to hear your message. And that's how it all started. So
I see networking is important in your group. A lot of stuff kind of leads to something else just by people within the network.
Yes, and I think that's one of the big benefits of being a member of our group. Not only are the connections that you can make, but the connections that Cliff will make on your behalf as well. We keep a database of exactly what kind of companies we have as members, and then we will match them. If someone has a need, we will set a meeting up between the two members to establish a business relationship.
And that's just part of the benefit of being part of the family?
Yes.
And so who is this Cliff Oxford guy? What's the story on him?
He sounds like a mythological figure.
Yeah, I mean, what qualifies him to do all this? I mean, it's a great story, but I'd like to hear more just about who this guy is.
Well, in 2000, Cliff started, he started at UPS. Let's back up. He started at UPS straight out of West Georgia. And while he was there, he came up with a solution for UPS in which, I can't remember, it saved them millions of dollars. So he left UPS, took that knowledge, and started a company called STI Knowledge, which was a help desk solution. And he started in 2000 and grew the company internationally, and it became a Fortune 500 company. And 2004, he sold the company. Then he endowed Emory, the executive MBA program at that time. It's the W. Cliff Oxford Executive MBA. And he started several different businesses. And like I said, back in around 2008, 2009, he decided that he wanted to educate entrepreneurs, and it started off because of the economy was booming back then. Started off as luxury economics. He had a totally different member base. We had Arabian horse owners and high-end luxury cars as members, and then, of course, the economy tanked, and so he changed his focus, still wanting to educate entrepreneurs, but this time, he, like I said, it was mid-level entrepreneurs decided to take them to the next level. So he's a serial entrepreneur.
And he's not afraid to change courses.
No. He likes to move his own revenue needle as well.
Right. He's very nimble.
Right.
Well, also in the studio with us this morning is Chris, and I'm going to screw up the last name, so I'm just going to let you pronounce it, Chris, but welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here. It's actually Melka.
Melka. And so tell us a little bit about what you do over there at the Entrepreneur Advisor Shop.
Well, at Entrepreneur Advisors, I am responsible for sales and getting new members to join. Also am head of the Doctorpreneur generation, getting people to sign up for Doctorpreneur as well.
So nobody eats without Chris. Without you, the whole opera falls apart.
I like to think so.
Well, I want to come back to the rest of it, but Doctorpreneur?
Doctorpreneur,
yeah,
that's
say
right.
More about that.
Well, we're having what we call our second Doctorpreneur Symposium, May 20th and 21st. The dinner is actually on the 20th. We have a luxury dinner, and the event is actually on the 21st from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. And it's basically a symposium where healthcare meets commerce. You know, it's an event where physicians and healthcare professionals basically learn ideas and strategies on how to grow their practices through what we like to call the 7S model, and, you know, basically become more practical and efficient, and ultimately how to make more money at the end of the day. One of our key strategies is to develop an exit strategy for these physicians when it's time to retire.
Now, it sounds like this Doctorpreneur Symposium model is following the same model as the EA in general, where he starts out small with a handful of doctors, and then it's looking to expand beyond that.
Yeah, that's our goal, basically, right now. Word of mouth from doctors, coming from doctors who have been to the actual Doctorpreneur, the first right. Doctorpreneur conference. You know, once they share their stories and their success stories, hopefully we'll plan on growing from there.
Now, the doctors, are they like people that are just out of medical school and then they're doctors, or is it doctors who already have some sort of a practice?
Well, it could be both. Basically, we have established physicians, but also healthcare professionals in general. Mm-hmm. It's not limited to just doctors, but basically anybody in the industry.
Oh, so if they work at a hospital, that would be a candidate.
Absolutely. They'd be a great addition to our Doctorpreneur Symposium. But, you know, this one actually, that the one we're having, it's going to be headlined, what we like to call our Master Instructors of Doctorpreneur, by Dr. Jeff Gallops, founder of the ENT Institute, and Dr. Susan Nicholas, who has her MBA, and she's the CEO and founder of Doc Pons, which is actually a really interesting company, and which was started as a direct result from the first Doctorpreneur Symposium. It's basically Groupon, but for healthcare.
That's a cool story.
Wow.
That's fun.
So they're speaking?
Yes, they're the master's instructors along with Cliff. Cliff Oxford will also be.
So is it really getting harder to make money as a doctor? Because when you first said that, I guess my instincts were doctors need to work on making more money. Is it getting harder to make money as a doctor?
Well, it's not so much as getting harder to make money. What Lisa touched on earlier, it's these are doctors who have basically made it, you know, and they're not necessarily startups trying to start up. But, you know, we want to bring them to the next level, levels 2, 3, and 4 of their businesses. So these are people who really want to go above and beyond and really, you know, grow their practice.
So what's the favorite part about your job, and what do you find a little bit challenging, if not downright frustrating sometimes?
Well, you know, favorite part of my job is I enjoy talking to people. I enjoy being on the phone, enjoy, you know, listening to stories and just basically talking to people and the people I meet. It's great being able to, you know, be able to talk to people basically all day long and see where they've been, see where they want to go, and see where we can potentially bring them.
I'd like to throw this out to everybody from EA. Do you have any success stories you can kind of name? I mean, you don't have to name names unless you want to, of people who have gone through the symposium or gone through some of the EA programs and then had some success?
Well, we have lots of stories about the connections that Cliff has made, the business
right.
deals that have gone on. We've had airplanes being bought, and
wow.
We've placed people with companies before as well, and
that
they're looking for an executive.
Jobs,
yes,
right.
high level executives.
Right.
He called me about the airplane deal, and I bowed out. I knew about
Pass.
The airplane deal.
Pass.
See, that's something we do every day at Entrepreneur Advisors. Is we work really hard to connect our members inside of the organization with other members inside of the organization, as well as people outside.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something we work hard every day to make sure we do.
So how do you do that? How do you work hard?
well,
do that?
We basically, you know, if, you know, let's say...
Because you have to know my business in order to help me. So,
absolutely.
So how do you get to know my business so well?
Well, let's say, you know, just through the symposiums and getting to know you, I'll get to know your business and exactly it is what you do. And I'll go ahead and I'll say, you know what, Lee, you really need to talk to Michael Jones over here of ABC Corporation. You know, he, I think he'd be right up your alley with what you do.
Right.
And that's kind of where we go from
is
there.
Is that what happened with that Doctorpreneur business start?
Yeah, that's actually, you know, we had, I think it's Mr. Brown of JetLink Aviation attended our Doctorpreneur Symposium. And, you know, it's through his connection is how Lisa mentioned the airplane was being bought through Doctorpreneur, kind of.
And we see our members quite a bit, not just at symposiums, but Megan is here to talk about the videos. We have members in our office all the time, different opportunities. And one of them that we just started are called Leader Stories, where they can come in and have a video produced. I'll let Megan tell you a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more about that. You know, because my instincts are, Lee and I are tailor-made for radio, right? but video seems like it could be a pretty unforgiving medium if you don't have somebody on staff that knows what they're doing.
Right. I mean, I've seen a lot of videos produced where I'm talking about my company, but I'm also in my, you know, in my living room and there's bad lighting and stuff. So what we're basically offering in the Leader Stories is a chance for people to talk about themselves, talk about their company, and also have really good lighting and sound. So.
And you help them with that? That's your background is in
my background
video
is
production?
In video production.
So what are how long are these videos? Like half an hour, hour?
Oh, no. They're like a minute. They're YouTube length so that people going on, if people want to put them online, they can put them on their websites or have link it to their friends. And it's just a little short synopsis of who they are so they can spread their message.
And so it's my understanding that people don't want to listen to a whole bunch of video or watch a whole bunch of video, but I've also... People in the video arena have suggested to me that it just does wonders for your search engine optimization. Am I saying that right? That where people
right.
come see you more, right?
Right. It's when people want to search about a company or a person, they're looking on YouTube. They're looking on Vimeo. They want to see this person and hear this person. So basically... That's what I'm helping them to accomplish is having that presence online.
So how do you work? See, ugly people is not a problem for us here in radio. But how do you work with ugly? Like if Lee and I were going to be in a video,
we need like fuzzy light. We don't need good lighting.
You do like
we need bad lighting.
Or yeah, we would specifically request bad lighting. I think.
Oh no, it's glamour shots. It's not. when I say good lighting, I don't mean well lit. So
there's a difference.
I see that
Megan can do it all, guys.
But obviously, having a professional, maybe it's the camera. Angles and the way the interview is conducted, because let's face it, not everybody is Sharon Stone and Mel Gibson, right?
No, we tend to make them look their absolute best, and I mean, you don't really pay attention to the sort of stuff like if your hair is in your face or it's like you've got your hair over one shoulder and not over the other, or your tie's not straightened, or your bow tie's not straightened, or your we pay attention to these sort of things so that you don't have to.
So you'll present the person in the best possible light.
Exactly.
Now, she'll also coach them.
You coach them beforehand, so they're kind of ready to go when they get in there to do their
right.
1 minute.
We basically, as a team, we. Let them know exactly how the process is going to go, and it's not rocket science. It's a 1 or 2 minute video, and
but do they have to memorize something?
We have a teleprompter so that nobody has to memorize anything, because if you're trying to memorize something, you keep looking up. You're trying to remember the notes in your head.
So the best thing, so you coach them what to say. You take what they're going to say and you put it in front of them in a teleprompter. And so mm-hmm. then you coach them how to use a teleprompter, because I would imagine most people have never used
Oh, no, you just read.
It's just
teleprompter is easy as pie, but it doesn't mean you're not going to mess up.
And right.
People mess up all the time.
And that's okay. You can do another take or whatever.
This isn't CNN. We're not live.
And then you make the edits, and then do you help them? Share this on social media, or they do you
right?
Where does
we send
it go?
The video. We can send it in any way you could possibly dream of. We haven't had anyone ask for a VHS or beta tape yet. But
a laser disc.
Laser disc.
Okay, you put it on a laser disc for me.
And so do you have to write another check for this, or is this all included in your membership?
We have two different versions. We have the basic version, which is totally free. You can just come in, say your piece, and get a video free that you can do whatever you want with. We also have premium, where we actually take a lot of time editing it and making it you look absolutely, this is the most exciting thing ever, and you're stunning and beautiful, and it's Hollywood. So that's kind of the product we offer.
And
for
that's
people.
A premium product.
Right, that, that's that premium. Premium.
But what a marvelous service that would be. I mean, right. This day and age, and you and I don't have one for obvious
correct.
Reasons,
yes.
But maybe
if we can get some actors to do it for us.
But no, I mean, this day and age, I mean, everybody's on YouTube. They're looking
right.
at stuff. They want some.
Yeah, video presence so important in
yeah.
today's social media
well,
world.
And it's so easy to screw up because, you know, for
right.
$100 you can go
you think
get
you can do it yourself.
You
turn your phone around and you got a video camera.
Right.
And there's a lot of amateurs out there, and there's a lot of people who if there's a lot of price points that are really crazy, so we kind of offer an alternative to getting a professional crew with dolly shots and things you don't need, and they're charging an arm and a leg. It's for someone who just wants to get their message out there and not have to deal with either professionals or somebody's Uncle Ted with a video camera.
So if I write the premium check, can you make me tall and broad shoulders?
And with a British accent.
How much does that go for?
Well, we might have to talk about that.
I get the sense that's going to be a
big check.
Yeah,
you're
going
to pay a lot for that.
Well, Lisa, I'm just absolutely impressed, and so is Lee. I know this because we've talked about it. To see the team that you've assembled, I'd love to hear more about how and why you went about assembling this particular team, because I know entrepreneurs, we all struggle with building a good, solid infrastructure around us. What was your strategy? Did you have some specific disciplines or a particular channel that you recruited through? How did you get this team together?
Well, we use several different venues. We've had I've posted on some of the college sites for the positions, and it's through networking, through people we know. I think Parker actually came from one of our sponsors. He had talked to her, and she sent him our way. So we look for young, energetic, quick thinking people, just like our members are. So it's a high energy place to work. You never know what's going to happen when you come in. Cliff is always changing direction, and we go right along with it. So there's always something new going on in our office.
So you mentioned there's a symposium coming up shortly.
Yes.
Right? In a couple weeks?
Mm-hmm, in a couple weeks. What I did fail to mention is it's held in partnership with Atlanta Business Chronicle. They've been one of our partners since last March. That's actually how we got into Charlotte. We went through Ed Baker and Biz Journals and decided that Charlotte would be our next market, and we entered that market last November and have been holding symposiums there with Cliff in person. And we were moving toward a simulcast, and this when the city of Snellville signed on with us, it seemed like the perfect opportunity to simulcast in Charlotte as well.
Right. Now, are you partners with the Atlanta Business Chronicle or with Biz Journals, the one that's all over the country? Are they the same thing?
They're owned by Biz Journals.
Uh-huh.
We're right now with the Atlanta Business Chronicle and the Charlotte Business Journal.
Uh-huh.
We're hoping to move into other Biz Journal markets when the opportunity arises.
So that's going to be part of your growth, is kind of follow that the path.
Follow their footprint, yes.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Is that one of the lessons you teach entrepreneurs, to learn from others and to
definitely
kind of partner with other
people? Right. That's right.
Well, speaking of partnering, are we on double secret probation on this new thing we're doing, or are we allowed to talk about
it? Why don't we let the world knows.
Let's let the cat out of the bag. Should we let them talk about it from their perspective, or should we put the Radio X spin on it?
You want to put the pressure on them? why don't you two share it?
Well, I'll give them the stone take on it. Then we'll see how accurate it lays for them. But no, we're going to have an embedded studio inside Entrepreneur Advisors offices. It's going to be EA Radio. And we already have two or three shows and those formats lined up. And it's going to be very exciting. I'm going to be out there co-hosting a few of the early shows.
Right.
And then we're going to turn them loose, right?
And try to see if we can kind of get some of their members in there hosting their own shows.
That's going to be a lot. We're going to spotlight their members. That's going to be built into to a lot of the memberships, I think. And then I think several of them are going to want to host their own show for the obvious benefits of having your own platform, right?
But at first, we're going to just be looking for the EA members as guests. So any EA members out there that want to be a guest, contact who?
contact Chris, I think. And Chris, we were in the office the other day, and we suggested Chris shoot out a note and invite somebody he thought would make a good first guess.
Right.
And I don't know, Chris, how long did it take him to get back to you and say yes or no on that?
Well, we sent an email out to our members saying, you know, we're teamed up with the guys at Business Radio X, and we're basically going to be doing an EA radio show. Would you be interested in doing that? And within 3 minutes, we had people say yes.
3 minutes from an email in 3 minutes. Are you're just like you're a sales guy, so you exaggerate, right?
Not exaggerating.
Not exaggerating.
100% the truth.
But that doesn't happen at Radio X. So the variable, the X factor,
it's
is Chris.
Chris.
It's not us.
Chris is the magic.
But no,
I'd
that's
like
really
to think
cool.
So.
And so what we have our inaugural show, EA Radio Show, May 9th, maybe.
May 9th.
That's going to be fun stuff. And somebody on the staff will be probably the primary host. And I think that they're going to let me play along for a little while.
Yes, you get to. Help out.
So reach out to Chris. How do folks within EA Radio or someone that wants to know more about EA and try to slide their way into a show, how do they get in touch with you, Chris?
They can either call me or email me. My email address is cmelka, M-E-L-K-A, at entrepreneuradvisors, plural.com. Or they can call me at 404-469-9517. Wow.
And the symposium, that all that information can be found at the Entrepreneur Advisors website?
Yes, it can. In fact, we have, like Lisa had mentioned, we have our symposium that Friday, the May 20th, and actually we have Doctorpreneur the following day, so we got a busy month.
And the Doctorpreneur is not going to be held at the same place the symposium is, that right?
No.
But all that information is on the website?
Yes, sir.
Fun stuff. These guys are going to be a lot of fun to work with, man.
They're very busy.
But now they got their own shop. We're never going to see them here again.
Exactly. That's me.
Well, until next time, this is Stone Payton, Lee Cantor, our guests this morning, Lisa, Parker, Chris, and Megan, all from Entrepreneur Advisors, our producer, Brad Scolari, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family, saying we'll see you in the fast lane.